the chain. He's got skeletons in his claws. And you once had a demon girl, but you lost it. Now what he's got, what you got, they ain't the same. No, they ain't the same. Hey, man, I know you think I'm strange. Ooh, I know you think I'm strange. Now, while you was in school, I seen the world twice wrong. I'm living free, man, while you're busy chained down. Now, what you got? What I got? Yeah, no, they ain't the same. No, they ain't the same. What's on my mind? We looking for a girl, you know we ain't looking behind. Now what you got? What I got?
Oh, yes, what you want?
Baby, what I want?
Oh, nah, they're the same.
Yes, they're the same, why? Cause we're the same. We're the same. We're the same. We're the same, yeah!
For the Q&A session, should we?
I have an idea.
Q&A session, that may answer some of the questions she might come and ask us later on. But since she's not doing her job, I'm gonna go ahead and do it for her.
Basic facts.
In case you're wondering who we are, which you're probably not at this time, they didn't bill it exactly correctly. This is a South City 3 behind me, Pokey LaFarge and a South City 3, so there's one. We come from St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you very much. My real name is Andrew. That's three, that's the main one. Yes, he did make that washboard. They all grew up together. I've been playing this music and listening to it since I was a kid. That's another one.
That's a K.
This is a silver tone made and distributed by the Sears and Roebuck.
That's not Joey's bass.
Yes, and that's, ladies and gentlemen, we've been flying all over the world for the last 2 months. Joey has played probably 10 different upright basses in the last 3 months. And most, you know, some upright bass players, you know, they're just setting a groove, you know, boom, boom, boom. But Joey, you know, gets up and down the thing. So if you're a fiddle player and you had to go and borrow a fiddle, you know how nerve-wracking that would be. So give a hand for Mr. Joey back there. We feel for him. Covers it. So
yeah.
Those are the main questions. We're thinking about making a business card with all the information on there. Our agent, our manager on one side, and then on the other side having the Q with the question and then the A, you know, real small on the back. So we'll just hand that out. So it's multi-purpose. Conserving paper. Oh! There we go. You said two songs, so we did that. We're a string band, not, you know, not a jam band. So two songs is like... 4 minutes, you know what I mean? 4 minutes. To fill you in, what we did was we get asked a lot of questions. Well, a lot of the same questions over and over again. So basically, we presented those questions and then answered them. I think you might go back over it. I told them my real name. I'm confessing my secrets here.
You're an intelligent young man. I had full confidence. Well,
thank you very much. Wow.
And you know what else?
These West Coast women are very charming.
The doors are so full with your throngs.
Throngs, yes.
That I couldn't make it through. I had to come in backstage.
Right. Just to let you know, we come from St. Louis, Missouri. So you guys are wondering, my real name's Andrew. Okay, thank you. I know, but you asked that 10 times.
What I did want to ask you about, Pokey, maybe you've already addressed this while I was absent, was your association with Third Man Records.
Yeah.
I coun't say a word.
We have not yet answered this question.
We have not yet answered this question.
Third Man Records is a label started recently by Mr. Jack White down there in Nashville, and he's recording, I believe it's a 7-inch vinyl.
Yeah, I think pretty much nothing but 45s.
Wanda Jackson.
Well, he just did Wanda Jackson and C6 Steve. I think that's like only the third full length he's actually put out. Besides White Stripes Records, I think it's C6 Steve, Wanda Jackson, and who? Oh, did he do a record? That's awesome. I wasn't aware of that. And he did a band called John Wayne, which is a pretty cool band from back in the day. But yeah, well, they were playing songs on WSM, 650 AM. If you haven't heard of it, it's the granddaddy of all radio, the home of Grand Ole Opry, the most influential radio station in the entire world.
Hey, what's going on? Good to see you, Dan.
And cool. Sorry, my kids. I have so many kids. I'm like screaming Jay Hawkins, you know? But I don't know where the blonde ones came from, but I decided to raise them myself. But I like to multitask, you know. So, but you're making me nervous, Dan. You know. Jesus. But anyway, so we are playing songs around Thanksgiving. This past Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving themed on WSM in Nashville, and they played a tune of ours called "The Sweet Potato Blues," Jack White heard it. It was played right after Bob Wills' Tater Pie, and of course Bob Wills is dead, or I'm pretty sure he would have wanted to record Bob Wills. I mean, wouldn't we all? But so Bob Wills is dead, and here we are. Maybe we should play a Bob Wills tune then, just to make up for that. Should we do Sweet Potato Blues or the Bob Wills tune?
Whatever you want.
That one might be a little raging for this time of day. You want to give it a shot? Sweet Potato Blues? Western swing without lap steel and fiddle and a jazz band without horns. But one of my favorite singers of all time is named Milton Brown, and he invented a genre called Western swing. You know, him and Bob Wills started the White Crust Doughboys. And he wanted to play jazz, but all they had was strings. So people like Bill Monroe and their innovator and Jimmy Rogers, who wanted to play these different genres, and they didn't, what they had didn't hold them back from playing those songs. They just kind of created their own thing in the process. And so that's something that inspires me, I would say. All right, Sweet Potato Blues, 2.